This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
As June comes to a close, so does a big economic stimulus program.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Today is the last day of the Federal Reserve's $600 billion bond buying program known as Quantitative Easing 2, or QE2 for short. The program was meant to boost lending and spending by injecting a lot of cash into the economy, but has it worked? And will we miss it when it's gone? Let's bring in Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer, who is live in Washington this morning. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
So, Nancy, does the program just grind to a halt as we end the month of June?
No, not really, Jeremy. It's not like the Fed is going to stop buying Treasury bonds all at once. The Fed is expected to reinvest billions of dollars as the bonds it holds now mature, but it won't be buying nearly as many Treasuries as it did during QE2.
And how reliant is the economy on the help that the Fed has been providing through QE2?
It depends who you talk to, Jeremy. That's up for debate. Some people say QE2 has really helped the economy. Stocks are up because the Fed was essentially taking bonds out of the hands of investors and they had to put their money somewhere. But they also bid up the price of commodities like oil. Some economists like Stephen Lewis of Monument Securities are very happy to see the end of QE2.
QE2 has been rather damaging, and I'm glad to see the back of it, and I wouldn't want to see any more QE experiments being undertaken by central banks.
And Jeremy, economists like Lewis are worried about a sort of son of QE2, some kind of QE3. Mm. But that seems off the table right now. The Fed is probably going to keep its spot as the biggest buyer of Treasury bonds. The thinking is the Fed won't try anything like a QE3 unless the economy takes a turn for the worse.
Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer in Washington. Thanks, Nancy.
You're welcome.
Well, today, Washington State will cut costs by closing its official tourism agency. That'll make it the only state in the nation to abandon all funding for self-promotion. It comes at a time when tourism is one of the fastest growing economic sectors in the world. Vanessa Romo of KPLU has the details.
For years, Washington has linked the image of playful orca whales flopping around the Puget Sound with the perfect family summer vacation. Marcia Massey is executive director of Washington State's tourism office, at least until the end of the day.
Unfortunately, when the legislators are having to make really difficult decisions around things like education and social services, everything was on the table, and tourism was one of those items that was on the table.
Across the country, about half the states are cutting their tourism budgets, but other states are investing millions more into luring new customers.
I hate to say this, but I think it's an opportunity for us in Colorado to pick up market share. If you don't tell your story, people won't show up.
That's Al White of Colorado's tourism office. He says back in 1993, the state pulled its marketing dollars with disastrous results.
Our share of the tourism industry shrunk by one-third in 4 years after not spending anything to market ourselves.
In Seattle, I'm Vanessa Romo for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are up across the globe this morning. Yesterday's big budget-cutting vote in Athens is still making traders more optimistic about the future, but that's also sending the price of oil higher. It's at almost $95 a barrel in Asia this morning. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow climbed another 72 points to close at 12,261.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reputation.com, protecting online privacy by removing your personal data from the internet and stopping unwanted mail. Reputation.com. And by MassMutual, offering business owners financial guidance for the long term. Information at MassMutual.com. Coverage of the economy is supported in part by the Schuman Center for Media and Democracy.
The second largest daily coupon site, Living Social, has reportedly been meeting with bankers to talk about going public later this year. If it does, it would join a growing list of online companies going public. Some are even talking about a tech bubble. But Marketplace Economics correspondent says there are other bubbles that we should be paying more attention to. He joins us now. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, give me the latest from bubble land. Chris, what are you watching for?
As the kids of boomers go off to college, I just want to paraphrase Shakespeare. They'll be reading Shakespeare. Maybe I'm going to abuse Shakespeare, but it's bubble, bubble, toil, and trouble.
Yeah.
Here's what's happening. You know, the past quarter century, tuition and fees risen three times the rate of individual family income. And we've been making up that gap more and more, particularly when it comes to private independent colleges and public universities with debt. And I got to tell you, Jeremy, the lesson of the past several years is too much debt, too little income equals financial trouble. College education will still pay off in the future. The question is, how much debt do you use to finance it? And I think people need to retreat from that. That bubble is going to burst.
So maybe a bubble there with the boomers having driven up the cost of college, and now it might come down. What other bubbles are you watching, especially when it comes to the boomers or their kids?
Well, I think we've seen two other bubbles about, they may burst. Retirement for everyone. Social Security, Medicare, buy that RV, head down south. What is the lesson of two bear markets and two recessions in less than a decade? It's actually going to work a lot longer. Hmm. Forget the RV, get yourself back to work. Here's the other bubble. This bubble is when the boomers retire, we've been adding stocks. We've been buying stocks. We've been told to have stocks in our 401k plans. When we retire, we sell it and the stock market goes bust.
So you see these bubbles all busting soon?
The last one I don't see, and here's why. A billion Chinese, they're going to buy our stocks. The Indians, they're going to buy our stocks. The emerging markets is going to bail out the baby boomer when it comes to their stock portfolios.
Marketplace Economics correspondent Chris Farrell, thanks so much.
Thanks a lot.
And finally, to East Hampton, New York, where someone claims to have found an ATM receipt showing an account balance of $99,864,731.94. Who does it belong to? Unclear. But whoever it is took out just $400 on this occasion, according to a photo of the receipt. And the person apparently isn't concerned with ATM fees. He or she shelled out $2.75 to use the out-of-network ATM. You can go to our website, marketplace.org, to see a photo of the receipt and decide if you think it's for real. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
At the Aspen Ideas Festival, experts air their savvy on global issues, but Aspen's a two-sided town.
One for people who are there for pleasure, for relaxation and rest and recreation, for the Aspen Music Festival, the Food and Wine Classic, those sorts of things. And there's another Aspen for people whose labor makes that all possible.
I'm Bob Moon. Dual Aspens, next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.